Representative Jakes, this bill that you've introduced today is kind of a combination of two bills that you introduced last session, or last year rather, regarding reporting requirements for campaign finance reports, and also kind of bumps up some of the limits for the House of Representatives members or people running in a House race, as well as for political parties. I mean, could you just really explain why there should be more money in the political process in Delaware?
Okay. Basically, it is two bills that we're combining together. But what it really did is just change the amounts for the parties. It really is not changing any of the amounts for individuals like myself. 600 is still the limit for me. So that did not change. So we didn't change any of that. We're keeping those amounts the same. We are changing it for the parties, because the parties needed some leeway and to be able to do some things that they get. You know, have a lot of people come to them, want to donate stuff, want to give them stuff. So you have property in kind and those kind of issues. So we had to raise the amount so that they were able to do that without any issue. So that's the amount problem. The other part, it really comes out of the Veazey report. You know, we talked a lot about the Veazey report in the last couple of years since it's been out.
And you're talking about the report that came from the former Chief Justice of the Delaware Supreme Court regarding there were some issues with some elected officials not really following campaign finance laws and things like that.
Yes, so they had a report, and I was on the task force that reviewed that report. He came and spoke to the task force. Out of that, there was a lot of issues, and a lot of them we have already addressed with legislation already. But one of the items that has not really been addressed completely is transparency. So the other part of my bill was dealing with changing the reporting periods to quarterly. We thought as the more you did it like that, people would be able to see it, be much more familiar with it, and it would be, you know, much more transparent. So that's the other part of the bill. So that's what we're basically doing. I understand that Representative Hudson will be coming with an amendment, and it dealt with mailings by the parties and how they do their mailings to make it a little bit better. So I haven't seen it, so I can't really comment too much on it other than she has talked to me, and it won't be an issue as far as I'm concerned.
But as far as boosting levels for political party donations to individuals, I believe that the House would be bumped up to $5,000 from their current $3,000 level, which essentially means that they're getting twice as much as a Senate campaign, even though they run every 4 years. So, I mean, considering that, say I run for House of Representatives and I am not opposed in the first year, I still raise that $5,000, it can carry over into the next year, effectively doubling my war chest.
That's true, but remember, we're running twice the time that the Senate's running, so, you know, it all equals out when it gets down there. So it's not really an issue. I don't think it's a big problem.
So why now? I mean, we're 10 months away from a pretty big election. I know you introduced these last year. Why wasn't any of this acted on last year then?
I can't answer all of that, but I will tell you that I did file those bills. I was trying to get that through last session. We weren't able to do that, so I'm trying to press forward. None of this goes in effect until January of 2017, so it will not affect the 2016 election in any way.
As far as reporting requirements, you're right. They will switch to quarterly format instead of 30 days before a primary or a general election, but you're also eliminating that 30-day reporting requirements. Why exactly did you want to do that?
Well, since you're doing quarterly, you would have a report that would be pretty familiar and would be pretty current. But we did not eliminate the 8-day. So the 8-day is still there, which is the most closest to the election time frame. So we left that in there, but we got rid of the 30 because you're doing quarterlies, you know, everything will be filed. So we didn't think there was an issue with eliminating the 30-day.